AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The perfect season, it's over for the Kentucky Wildcats.
Well, last time it took about 6 to 8 months to get us back in. We were in.
Wisconsin is the team to beat the streak. They move on for a chance for the men's college basketball championship. Here's the AP's Jim Militello.
The Badgers survived a game of runs to knock off the Wildcats 71-64 that finished off Kentucky's hopes of becoming the first unbeaten national champs since Indiana in 1976. Sam Decker's three-pointer with 142 left snapped a 60-all tie, and the Badgers closed it out from there. The win avenges a painful one-point loss in the closing seconds to Kentucky in last year's Final Four. Wisconsin Player of the Year Frank Kaminsky led the way with 18 points and 11 rebounds. Kentucky was paced by Karl Anthony Towns, who scored 16. Wisconsin plays for the title for the first time since 1941, Monday night against Duke. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
And Duke beat Michigan State in the other game. It's a rainy Easter at the Vatican.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus.
Pope Francis was shielded from the rain by a canopy during Easter Mass outside St. Peter's Basilica. At the Easter Vigil, he encouraged people to go beyond their comfort zone, banishing indifference from their life. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem was packed with worshipers today as they celebrated Easter in the place where Christians believe Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected. A mass is expected later in Bethlehem's Nativity Church, atop the site where Christians believe Jesus was born. It's a sad Easter in Kenya.
I declare 3 days of national mourning, during which our flag shall fly at half-mast.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says the country will continue to honor and remember those killed in an attack last week at Garissa University College. Security forces patrolled the perimeter of a Catholic church there, which was attacked by militants 3 years ago. This is AP Radio News. Canada has closed a border crossing between Stewart, British Columbia, and Hyder, Alaska during overnight hours. The mayor of Stewart, Galena Durant, says she's worried because the area around that border crossing has a high level of seismic activity.
Let's see, when it's tsunami situation, earthquake situation, every second is count.
Border officials say people will still have access to emergency medical care at the area. People in Kentucky have more than basketball to think about this weekend. For many, Easter will be spent cleaning up from severe flooding. This man in Louisville went through this about a year ago.
Well, last time it took about 6 to 8 months to get us back in. We were in an extended stay hotel for a while, so it was really hassle.
He spoke to WHAS-TV. Louisville got more than 6 inches of rain. Near Lexington, the body of a woman was found whose car was swept away by rushing water. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.